All the chisels I've dulled, carving idols of stone that have crumbled like sand 'neath the waves. I've recklessly built all my dreams in the sand just to watch them all wash away. Through another day, another trial, another chance to reconcile to one who sees past all I see. And reaching out my weary hand, I pray that you'd understand you're the only one who's faithful to me.
Wow, that is beautiful. Mm-hmm. That is Jennifer Knapp, and that's a song called, well, that's the beginning of it.
Yeah.
To a song called Faithful to Me. So check that out, Jennifer Knapp. And welcome back to the Two Blind Squirrels. I'm Brad.
I'm Faith.
Are you?
I am.
Good. I like that. And today we're going to discuss other things Brad shouldn't do or couldn't get away with after he turns 40 next month.
So. You know what he should do? Leave Cheetos on the floor. That'd be good.
How do you know that was me? Helen eats in here too.
It's your office. Cheetos
at me.
Well, leave them on the floor.
It's my office. I'll leave them on the floor if I want to. There's no sound. What happened to my sound?
Anytime now.
Oh, yeah. Here
you gotta turn the volume up.
Still?
You have issues with the volume. The rag top down, I gotta
shuffle on the radio. You're talking over the theme song.
I can talk over anything I want. Two blind
squirrels tonight. Brian Bridges will be offended.
He will not.
He will.
How do you know?
I know Brian Bridges. He's a close personal friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning.
He's very easily offended when you interrupt him singing.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it. Don't even.
Radio.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
So, I already told you what today's show's about, so I got nothing to say now. I should have waited to say that now. Uh-huh. So pretend I didn't say that now, and I say it now. I didn't say it at the end, I said it now.
What'd you say?
I said the thing I said before.
You don't even know.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
So, welcome
You don't
back.
Even know.
Welcome back to the show.
He has no idea
I do
what he said.
Something about being 40.
Something about it. He doesn't know.
I don't even know.
You know why?
You know what I do know?
Because you're almost 40.
Stop it.
Blessings, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Our verse for today is Ephesians 6, 10, and 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. We had two very interesting threads on the forum this past week. The banana test.
Hey, I've already played this. Dope. Sorry.
What?
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
I just, like, deleted a bunch of stuff I wasn't supposed to.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Ro is right.
Where's Chaz?
Never mind. I got it back. Okay, here we go.
Charlie!
Dude, the comment about naming Chinese kids, bad. It's apology time.
Why does he listen to every word I say?
He does. You can't get away with anything.
Can't get away with anything. Yes, I realized that was a racial slur. It was sad. It was cheap shot. It was bad humor. It was insensitive. It was anti-politically correct. And it was dang near rude.
Huh. I don't remember it.
I see what I mean.
I don't remember it.
But I'm sorry. It wasn't even funny.
It was I don't
just
even
an old,
remember what it was.
Sad joke that I shouldn't, that popped into my head and I shouldn't have said.
Okay.
So I apologize to all the Chinese people out there. There's a lot of you. And I'm. That's not a racial slur. There is a lot of them. That's just a fact. I don't know if they listen to the show, but nevertheless, I don't want to influence the little children to make fun of Chinese people.
Okay.
So even that said, I need to take ownership of things I say that are bad and wrong and apologize for it.
Okay.
Stop. Golly, I can't even apologize.
Bad.
Yeah, I got it, John. Okay. Understood.
Bad.
Good grief.
www.jesusgeek.info.
Oh, shut up. So,
I don't remember that.
It's okay. It's not okay. Worth repeating. So.
Something about being 40.
Yeah. Things I can't get away with over 40.
Okay. And we've established that.
Soul patch.
Yeah, no.
Soul patch. Going to the skating rink. Shouldn't do that. Without your children.
Without your children. You're just a creepy old man.
Yeah, you're just some creepy dude at the skating rink. That really struck a nerve there. You should see her. She's like turning different shades of colors.
I can see red at the roller rink.
Hey, now wait a minute. Wait, you're laughing because you're visualizing me at the roller rink?
No, I just remember when I was a kid, there were these weird old people at the roller rink. And I was used to think, what are they doing here? They don't have a life or what? I don't understand.
They're reliving their youth. So what'd you come up with things that, I can't get away with over 40?
You're going to the roller rink next week for with Ellen's birthday child. Party. For Ellen's birthday party, and she wants us to skate.
That's okay.
You think you can still skate backwards?
I doubt it. Not for more than 3 or 4 feet. I'm sure I can go backwards plenty.
Plenty. That's gonna be fun.
Once.
You know what I don't like about the skating rink here?
What?
Is that it's got a step to get onto the floor. I mean, who came
steps
up?
Down.
Who came up with that? You should be able to just roll right off the floor and not... Helen. You got Helen Ramvolk. She runs into the step.
When she's got her tickle box turned over or something. She, you know what she is? Face. She's a sucker for slapstick. That's what it is.
She falls on her face.
She just falls right on her face, and that's funny because children crying and bleeding out of their nose is funny to Faith. You know, to you it's slapstick. To other people, it's just pain. It's just regular old pain.
I laugh at myself, too.
This is true.
This is the first thing I do when something happens to me.
Yeah, I already told the story about when I came and surprised you the other day by the dryer.
And then I laughed and it hurt. Yeah. I was crying and laughing at the same time because it was so ridiculous.
I said, are you crying or laughing? She goes, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right, come on. Get to the list here.
Do they need a ramp or something?
Yes, they need a ramp. A little handicapped ramp to get up for the little kids to go up. To skate and rink.
Helen went to a birthday party a couple weeks ago at the skating rink, and they only gave her a skate with one. Only one of her skates had the brake on the front.
Really?
The other one didn't have it. So by the time she was done at the party, she was skating with one, skating up a 1 foot. Putting one foot.
Hey, she didn't have any.
And going
she didn't have
around.
Any blisters though.
Oh man,
she did have some pretty cool bruises on her knees. So
watching Thriller on the big screen, yeah. At the skating rink,
yeah. So what else you got for me that I can't get away with? Over 40.
Whew. Okay.
She got tears streaming down her face.
No Speedos.
Speedo. Yeah, you know what. That's more like an over 20 thing.
Oh, no.
You know what? If you're not a professional swimmer at a swim meet, you can't get away with a Speedo.
No, not really. If you have, you can't have any body hair whatsoever. None. Or body fat, for that matter.
Yeah, no body fat or hair. Then you can wear the Speedo.
But anyway, I don't know what it is about men who like are over 40 who think that all of a sudden that it doesn't matter anymore.
Europeans.
They can wear a Speedo when you're in the Caribbean. I don't get that. I don't get that.
Oh, wait. Now in the Caribbean is fine.
No, it's not. It's not fine.
Oh, yeah. All rules are off down there.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No Speedos.
Caribbean, not Caribbean, by the way.
No, it's Caribbean.
No, it's Caribbean.
I say Caribbean, you say Caribbean. Potato, potato. No bling.
I say tater.
You're a dork.
Hey!
No bling.
No bling?
No bling. There should be no giant clocks hanging around your neck.
What about Flavor Flav? Dong.
stone cold chains.
I'd be like the dork with the little with a cuckoo clock hanging around his neck. That's me.
No gold chains. You know my brother-in-law?
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, he wears his gold chains if he's been on vacation. Chains? What is that about?
What is that? You know what else you can't get away with over 40? The jade necklace on vacation.
Oh, no.
You can't do it when you're a teenager.
Unless you're Magnum.
The first thing you do.
Don't wear a jade
The
necklace.
First thing you did when you went on vacation was get a jade necklace.
Yeah, or like a coral or something.
Because it looks so good against your tan skin. But you can't get away with that over 40. Mm-hmm. You just look like a dork.
Yes, you do.
No gold necklaces or bling or, or cuckoo clocks.
No. No big gaudy rings. I mean, what are you, in the mafia?
Oh, the nugget ring. Come on, people. The gold nugget. The gold nugget ring. Don't have it melted down.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Okay.
What about the gold bracelet?
Like the identification bracelet thing?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That has your name on it in case you can't remember who you are.
You can't remember.
You know, and there's always a story behind that bracelet,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A friend of mine gave me that. I can't tell you why.
Remember the Friends episode where Joey gave Chandler the Friends bracelet, and he was like,
yeah, it was
he's
huge.
Flinging it around. It was hysterical. It was huge.
Yeah, there's always some kind of weird story behind the friend bracelet that you can't tell because it happened in Mexico or something, you know?
What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico.
Anyway. Yes, what you got?
Okay. No concert t-shirts.
What? Wait. Whoa.
First of all,
yes.
I'm not a big fan of t-shirts as it is.
You are currently sporting a rock and roll mom black t-shirt.
Okay, but this is...
Oh, this is a designer
this
t-shirt.
This is a designer Cindy Crawford t-shirt. It is.
I don't care. It looks just like my Grateful Dead t-shirt.
It says Rock and Roll Mom. It's very cool.
Okay, it says Rock and Roll Mom instead of Grateful Dead.
No, but listen.
Yes?
There's the difference, because this is fitted in nice quality. Those are like boxy Hanes t-shirts that they screen printed Def Leppard on. If you're wearing a t-shirt from a band that hated it was in the 80s, it's time to put it away. If your Eric Clapton t-shirt, if you could see through the screen print part where he's playing the guitar, it's time to retire the t-shirt.
I still have, unless you've thrown it away, a Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt.
No, you don't.
What? I forbid you to throw that t-shirt away.
It's probably up in the attic.
Because
I threw away most of them.
I agreed not to wear it as long as you didn't
throw it away.
You had
like three Eric Clapton t-shirts. You had...
I collected them. They were mementos.
You had an entire Rubbermaid tub full of black.
Black only. I rode a Harley. It's important to have black.
Concert t-shirts. How did we...
Because road tar doesn't show up on the black.
Yeah, I learned that first time I rode with you with a white shirt on.
Spotted white.
The oil all over my shirt.
Road tar. My favorite was a Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt from their reunion tour, and there were holes wherever there wasn't screen print. it was like all that was left was the screen print holding the shirt
holding
together.
Yeah, exactly. What else was in there? I think
Grateful
you had
Dead,
great, oh, you had several
Pink
of those.
Floyd, Elton John.
What on earth? You don't even like Elton John that much.
It was an interesting night. Anyway.
Did you have Melissa? Did you ever get her t-shirt?
Yeah, I think so. I think I had some Melissa t-shirt. Yeah.
How funny.
That was an interesting concert.
Yeah.
So, moving right along.
You learned a lot that night.
So, I can have concert t-shirts. I just can't wear the concert
Correct.
T-shirt. Unless I'm going to the
this
concert.
This is not a concert t-shirt
Unless
I
I'm coming
wearing.
Back from the concert.
No.
Like I can put my Robert O'Keefe t-shirt on if I'm going to the Robert O'Keefe
concert. No, there's no buying them anymore.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right.
No
okay.
more.
Okay.
No more.
Sure. What else you got?
you
I still got 6 months before I... 6 days, 6 weeks before I turn.
You don't even know where they are to put them on.
I still got a little while.
What did Loaded Luke say when he was here? Do you own a t-shirt, man?
No, not really.
No,
I have some white ones.
He has white undershirts.
Yes.
But no t-shirts that you wear out in public.
Yeah, no, I got t-shirts I work out in. I got lots of t-shirts I work out in.
Oh, well, yeah, but you don't wear them around.
I have mission
t-shirts. They're mission trip t-shirts. Mission trip and I got t-shirts. Rid of most of them, too.
Stop throwing away my workout clothes and my paint clothes. I have to have stuff to wear to work.
You don't need a ton of paint clothes. You just need a couple. You every paint Saturday, every day?
Every Saturday I have to dig for clothes to wear to work in.
Uh-huh. Okay. No long hair. None.
No, I don't agree with that.
No, no long hair.
Tiger's got long hair.
That's not long hair. I'm talking about long hair. Tiger
has long hair.
Tiger's hair is not long.
It's long?
No. Tiger's hair is like beetles long. That's not long. It's like...
That's long?
It's like...
You're talking about no mullets?
No.
Well, there's no mullets anyway.
No long hair, like Bo Bice long hair.
No, no, no. Yeah, I don't do it anyway.
Like 80s Bon Jovi long hair.
Not unless it's gray and you weave it together into a ponytail.
No, I don't. Even if you are Willie Nelson, you do not have long hair.
I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you on that one because the great Willie Nelson has long hair. He's the country Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Okay.
No long hair.
Willie Nelson. Two words. Willie Nelson.
The okay. Man needs to cut his hair.
If Willie Nelson cut his hair, he wouldn't be able to sing anymore. It's slightly like that Samson Delilah
thing.
Is
that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Anything else?
I can't do what would I 40? Say? Oh, yeah. No driving those teenage college cars. We already talked about that.
We already talked about that.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
For now.
No skating rink?
No skating rink.
Buenos dias, todos. Bonita here with your verse for today, Psalm 55:11. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. My home gym was closed this weekend. I have a hard time with change of any kind, and I basically worked myself into a pretty silly state over the whole thing. I have other gyms in the town where I live in, and a Park District fitness center. Well, the closest was the Park District. Kim and I went to check it out so she could change my circuit workout if need be. It was a basement without fans or air and four very old treadmills, but it was reasonable and close, so there I went on Friday and made myself miserable. Instead of trusting in the Lord to help me through, I just got all petty and cut the whole place down in my head. Well, the Lord reminded me to be thankful. I had a place to go, I had all the equipment I needed, and I had money to pay for it. So putting my trust back where it belonged, I went early Saturday morning and had a much better workout. No matter what life throws at you, whether it's small or huge, with your trust in Him, it always comes out right. Hasta luego, Ardillas. See you later, my squirrels. Now back to Brad and Faith.
And Ruthann will be coming to Squirrel Con here in about 4 weeks. We'll be looking forward to that. You are cordially invited to SquirrelCon 08. It will be held here in Sulphur Springs, Texas. If you would like to know the address of where to come, it's June 7th. If you'd like to know where
it's Saturday.
Come to the forums at mylifeministries.org/forums and look up all the details there. We have hotel information. We have whatever you need, okay? And if you're flying in, we can get you a ride, whatever. So let me know.
We won't give you a ride, but we'll get you one.
We'll get you a ride. We'll somehow provide you transportation to get here. Yeah. There are lots of people coming from Dallas, so we can get you here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it?
That's it? That's all?
I guess.
Okay.
I guess that's all, unless you want to hear one more from the Wilkerson.
Really? I don't want to end the show with that.
No, we don't want to end the show with that. We want to end on a high note.
We want to end on a high note.
Exactly. So that means I should probably play like the ending music or something.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be a high
silence
note.
Is not high.
But
we can
even Diego.
We can end on a high note like this.
We love you, Faith, and we lift our minds. To call you Chaz just would not be nice.
No.
To chat with Brad, this is your cross.
Hey.
Let it be a sweet, sweet life that you live. Singing to blind squirrels in the morning, to blind squirrels in evening too.
singing to blind squirrels, two blind squirrels, radio that's on demand.
Cracks me up. Thanks to the Dios can hear us, everybody.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.